We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, marvelous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on Sietset, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouer on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on Siet Kumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanye Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjiala Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Kuoxian Cable TV. And in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Qialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yuanqiang Township on Peikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Sa Tenger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbathur, Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzirk and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Kimori Cable TV. In Otul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company in Sanshen City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Philipp Tell using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad Della, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Duhan, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad, 89 Chapinero, Clio Metro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Incativa, 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleuniros, and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa de El Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Shore, Channel 27 on Shore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiriquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Brazilian President His Excellency Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is honored for his Zero Hunger program. In community news, a loving British father helps give a voice to his daughter. In Veg News, a popular American cookbook author demonstrates the low cost of delectable plant-based meals. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 9th, Mr. Jacob Lawrence, a leading American figurative artist, is remembered. Born in Atlantic City in 1917, he passed away on this day in 2000. Mr. Lawrence portrayed African-American life in his paintings with vivid stylized realism and designs. Among his most well-known works are Life in Harlem, The Great Migration, and pieces about renowned African-American individuals in history, such as the Life of Harriet Tubman series. Mr. Lawrence also taught at various colleges and universities and received many accolades. They include numerous honorary degrees and the National Medal of Arts from President George Bush in 1990. Mr. Lawrence was deeply committed to education and with his wife set up the Jacob and Gwendolyn Knight Lawrence Foundation. Among other services, it continues to provide opportunities for young artists. May Mr. Jacob Lawrence's outstanding legacy of vibrant and compassionate artwork be long appreciated by present and future generations.
Fly-in news. Lives lost to tornado in Ohio, USA. The northwestern part of the state experienced the strongest tornado in nearly a decade on Saturday, June 5th, claiming 5 lives with at least 5 injured, as well as injuries occurring in neighboring states such as Illinois and Michigan, where 8 tornadoes reportedly touched down.
At least 100 Ohio homes and several commercial buildings were destroyed, with many more severely damaged as the tornado lifted roofs from buildings. In the hardest hit Lake Township, the Police and Emergency Medical Services building was destroyed, as were at least 6 of the police department vehicles. Officials have declared a state of emergency, while crews have been working to restore power, and the Red Cross has opened a shelter and mobile food site for residents displaced from their homes. Per the usual instructions of Supreme Master Ching Hai in such disaster situations, our local association members in Ohio, USA, immediately traveled to the tornado-stricken region to offer help to those most in need.
We are thankful for the swift assistance of the emergency personnel, Red Cross, and utility crews. Our gratitude also for Supreme Master Qinghai's concern for the vulnerable and to our association members for their quick response. It saddens us to know of the families who lost loved ones as we pray for the smooth resuming of regular lives for the storm-afflicted and that such extreme weather disturbances are minimized through our increased consideration and care for the earth.
Ash warning issued for Russia's Kliachevskoy, Eurasia's largest volcano, located on the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia's far east, is again showing signs of intensified activity. On Monday, June 7th, the Kliachevskoy volcano threw clouds of smoke and ash into the air to a height of 2.5 kilometers, causing an ash emission warning to be issued for air traffic in the airspace near the eruption. There was no immediate threat to residents. The Kamchatka Peninsula contains more than 150 volcanoes, 29 of which are currently active. The Bessiyani volcano also recently erupted on May 31st, with ash rising to a height of 10 kilometers. Scientists state that not only does such volcanic activity affect the climate, but there is growing evidence that global warming is linked to more frequent volcanic eruptions.
We thank the dedicated observers of these volcanoes for their concern in safeguarding the public and for bringing important updates to our awareness. Our prayers for the continued protection of the region's people and that humanity's embrace of harmonious lifestyles leads to a stable planetary environment for all beings.
European Union assists Iraqis at home and in other lands. In efforts to improve the dire conditions that hundreds of thousands of Iraqi war victims still endure, the European Union has allocated a total of 18 million euros to provide water, basic household items, and access to healthcare for the vulnerable living in Iraq, as well as in Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. Iraq will receive 7 million euros, while refugees in other countries will be provided 10 million euros, with the remaining 1 million euros reserved for emergencies. Since 2003, the European Union has provided 130 million euros to assist Iraq and her displaced citizens. Heaven's blessings, European Union, for your helping hand extended to Iraqi brethren across many lands. With Allah's grace, may the gentle Iraqis soon flourish in happiness, stability, and peace.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New Prime Minister appointed in North Korea.
On Monday, June 7th, Cho Yong-rim was named Premier of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea during a meeting of the Supreme People's Assembly. Replacing former Premier Kim Jong-il, Cho Yong-rim becomes the country's 12th Premier in a role that includes appointing cabinet ministers as well as overseeing the nation's economic policy.
Our respectful congratulations on your new post, Premier Chair Yong-rim. May your time in office bring many benefits to your country and the people of North Korea.
South African human rights advocates honored with Lincoln Medal. On the evening of June 6th, the historical Ford's Theatre in Washington, D.C., USA, hosted a star-filled event where the Distinguished Lincoln Medal was presented to two individuals whose accomplishments symbolize the actions and integrity of the country's 16th president, Abraham Lincoln.
This year's awards were presented to human rights activist, South African Archbishop and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, His Eminence Desmond Tutu, and South African Constitutional Court, Honorable Justice Albie Sachs. Specially invited guests included U.S. President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama, along with other dignitaries and notable figures such as Pulitzer Prize-winning author Dr. Maya Angelou, who introduced Archbishop Tutu, and U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who presented Justice Sachs. President Obama also addressed the audience, speaking in tribute of the two medal recipients and their heroic roles in South Africa's history.
The president went on to highlight the importance of the arts and education as a foundation of the United States, as he thanked the star performers of the evening, including Grammy Award-winning singer Kelly Clarkson, legendary American actor Dick Van Dyke, Mexican-American comedian George Lopez, Grammy Award-winning singer Lionel Richie, and the Soldiers Chorus of the United States Army Field Band.
Music. music director for the grand event was Oscar and Emmy Award-winning composer and conductor Bill Conti, who led the Spirit of America Orchestra and the entire company in the stirring Battle Hymn of the Republic. Along with his many contributions in such areas as cinematic musical scores, the legendary Mr. Conti has also created orchestral arrangements and composed music based on Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry, which were performed during the benefit concert One World of Peace Through Music at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, USA, and Supreme Master Television's third anniversary celebration in 2009.
The Ford Theatre performance, titled America Celebrates July 4th at the Ford's Theatre, is scheduled to be aired on the nationally broadcast ABC television network on July 2nd, 2010, in commemoration of the United States Independence Day.
We salute the Lincoln Medal recipients, Your Eminence Archbishop Tutu and Honorable Justice Sachs, for your valued accomplishments. May such dedicated contributions continue to celebrate freedom and equality as common threads that connect and uplift people of all cultures in the United States, South Africa, and the world.
Bollywood excellence honored at the International Indian Film Awards. Hosted by the International Indian Film Academy, or IIFA, the 11th IIFA Awards, considered among the most renowned and largest South Asian media events of the year, were held in the Sri Lankan capital of Colombo.
The comedy Three Idiots, directed by Kareena Kapoor and starring the popular Aamir Khan, won a remarkable 16 out of 27 awards, including Best Director and Best Film. For her performance in the movie, vegetarian actress Kareena Kapoor shared the Best Actress Award with meat-free advocate Vidya Balan from the movie Par. Meanwhile, Best Actor for his part in Par went to the legendary vegetarian star and IIFA ambassador Amitabh Bachchan. For his contributions to the environment, vegetarian actor and social activist Vivek Oberoi was presented with the Green Global Award, while actor and producer Anil Kapoor received the Outstanding Achievement accolade for an Indian in international cinema. Speaking of the universality of the event, actor Shatrughan Sinha said, "We are not representing North, East, West or South India, but the whole of India, as a world citizen, and our only caste, our only religion, is entertainment."
We join in applause all 2010 IIFA Award winners, as we also thank the many participants for their talented efforts. May your shining stars continue to grace our world and brighten the lives of many through the art of cinema.
Heimlich maneuver and quick-thinking emergency operator help save a dog's life. When a bulldog from Kaikohe, New Zealand, choked on rice and stopped breathing, his frantic human companion dialed emergency services and asked if they handled animals who are sick. To assist, senior communicator Belinda Leary first attempted to contact an emergency veterinarian. While she was waiting to hear back, she quickly searched the internet and then advised the caller over the phone on what to do. "I told him to put his arms around the dog's chest and make a fist between the ribs and lower tummy, then give a sharp jerk in."
Her suggestions were successful in pushing the rice out from the dog's airway. When veterinarian Dr. Winona Kay called the man after being reached by emergency services, the bulldog was doing fine and did not require extra medical care. Bravo, Miss Belinda Leary, for your quick thinking and for the human caregiver's courageous actions to save his beloved canine. Wishing the bulldog and his human friend many more carefree days in loving companionship together.
Save our planet. Water shortages place millions at risk in part to Yunnan, China, as the worst drought in a century plagued more than 25 million residents in the southwestern province of Yunnan. Experts stated that the severe conditions have been intensified by climate change, which has decreased the rains and increased extreme weather events in the province since the 1960s. Environmental scientist Yang Yong of the Hangduan Mountain Research Center stated, "The ecological system and the environment have accumulated so many problems in so many years after decades of deforestation and unplanned farming. Many rural families have faced food shortages as the drought, which began in the fall 2009, took its toll on 8 million hectares of arable land and the crops that are the region's only source of sustenance."
大家可以看到我身后这条长长的灌溉渠，在过去可以灌溉上千亩的土地，但是现在蓄水池里的水已经完全干涸，无法为农田提供任何水源。大家可以看到我身后的这个灌溉渠已经干涸，没有一滴水了，无法为农田提供任何水源。那你们的水现在够喝吗？
哎呀，喝不喝钱啊，就是我们就被老百姓冤枉，老百姓抽水真的涨价了，就是你的那些
往年的小水比这个好呢，多水不会数，上街不会数了啊，是了嘛，刚刚不会数了，真是
我们有困难跟啥想真的说那个人有少三几百家是有了，就是都、就是粮食比较收大，有些叶子就说已经风太阳晒这种一晒了都给它刮掉了，刮掉都给刮干干了，有些嘛基本上嘛刮都比较刮了。
In the spring of 2010, the Provincial Department of Land and Resources began a water excavation project supported by China's Ministry of Land and Resources, which has successfully dug 1,791 wells to supply over 2 million residents as of May 24th. However, Vice Director of the Department of Land and Resources, Li Lianzhu, cautioned that this project can provide only a temporary solution. In early June, some relief from the intense conditions also arrived as Yunnan welcomed the blessing of rains that helped bring some much-needed moisture to crops.
We thank the Chinese officials and personnel working to ease the acute drought situation as we pray for plentiful rain and the resilience of the afflicted.Let us all, meanwhile, join in alleviating such extreme conditions through our sustainable care for the environment.
Ever concerned for humanity's welfare, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed such tolls of global warming during a September 2009 video conference in Peru, while suggesting the most effective actions to preserve life and restore our Earth.
Some countries and communities have to cope with worsened drought situations.There's not enough water to raise crops or even to drink. Their rivers and lakes are drying up or completely gone. We can see everywhere reflections of a planet in trouble, with monsoons and flooding in one location and people losing their harvest and drinking water to drought in another. One way that our world can be preserved and stabilized is through everyone's change.To a compassionate lifestyle, choosing organic vegan diet, which not only eliminates methane and other toxic heat-trapping greenhouse gases emissions from the livestock industry, but the organic part takes care of harmful fertilizer chemicals and allows the soil to absorb a huge amount of atmospheric CO2.
Save our planet. In Rome, Italy, environmental activists display a temporary hotel constructed entirely from trash gathered along beaches to raise public awareness regarding the extent of pollution on European coastlines.
Save our planet. Norwegian researchers find that the winds from fires in North America and Eastern Europe have deposited persistent organic pollutants in the Arctic, causing further imbalance to its delicate ecosystem and leading to yet another concern as such events are increased by global warming.
Save Our Planet. A group of European scientists reports that it proposes to combat climate change by creating artificial white clouds over the ocean to reflect sunlight may interfere with the natural process of cloud formation and could increase temperatures instead.
Save Our Planet. A new flood-tolerant variety of rice is grown successfully in trials in Tu Tien Quy province of Ho Lạc or Vietnam, showing great resiliency and bringing even higher yields than normal varieties.
I'm Ju, and this is my husband, Ko. We are vegan all the way.
Hi, we are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wild. Here with a tip today on lessening your carbon footprint.
Many airlines offer the possibility to purchase carbon credits when you fly.
Yes, Chu. Your contribution goes towards funding more sustainable energies like wind power around the globe.
Oh, that's good to know. Every bit helps.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Here's the weather around the world.
In good governance news, Brazilian President His Excellency Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is honored for his Zero Hunger program. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, and World Food Program, or WFP, awarded His Excellency the World Food Day Medal and the Global Champion in the Battle Against Hunger, respectively. President Luiz has been successful in implementing programs like Zero Hunger and Bolsa Família, which have greatly enhanced the availability of food to citizens in need. Brazil has also joined with the WFP to assist in organizing projects in Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean to provide hot meals to students. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, on your well-deserved honor. Our profound appreciation for Your Excellency's dedication to ensuring people have sufficient nourishment. May we soon see the day that the plant-based diet is adopted by all for an abundant and joyful world.
In community news, a caring father helps to give his intelligent daughter a voice. Mr. Albert Brooks of the United Kingdom has created a software app for his Apple iPhone that enables his daughter Mia, who has cerebral palsy, to communicate. Using her eyes, Mia can select from a variety of pictures on four different screens. For example, if she is hungry, she can choose from a panel that has her favorite foods on it. Mr. Brooks, who has also uploaded family photos, said, Mia finds it engaging that she can see pictures of herself doing an activity, which gives her a greater sense of choice and loves seeing pictures of her friends and family. Called iCom, a basic model of Mr. Brooks' innovation can be downloaded freely from the Apple Store. God bless you, Mr. Albert Brooks, for your loving heart and wonderful invention. Many thanks also, Apple, for making this enhancement available to others. Beautiful Mia, may you and your sweet family continue to be graced with much delight in each other's cherished company. Up next on Noteworthy News, an expert cookbook author shows that vegan fare is economical and delicious. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. More meaningful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a cooperative world. In Veg News, a popular American cookbook author demonstrates the low cost of the plant-based diet. Vegan on the Cheap by Miss Robin Robertson contains 150 recipes whose ingredients cost approximately 50 U.S. cents to 2 U.S. dollars per serving. Published by Wiley, the book provides animal-free recipes for soups, stews, pizza, burgers, salads, and much more. Miss Robertson, an ethical vegan, has written 19 plant-based cookbooks, many of them bestsellers. Some of her favorite recipes are posted on her blog, veganplanet.blogspot.com. Bravo, Ms. Robin Robertson, for your marvelous contribution to helping many create delicious, compassionate fare. May your newest offering be a fantastic success as more and more individuals adopt the vegan diet to save our precious planet, treasured health, valued finances, and exquisite animal friends.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet. lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/save-.
Time for some lighthearted humor with a joke of the day told in Czech, entitled The Rays.
Zaměstnanec šel za svým šéfem požádat o zvýšení platu s tím, že po něm jdou tři společnosti. Jaké tři společnosti? Zeptal se šéf. Plynárny, telefonní společnost a hypoteční společnost.
And now for our viewer's heartline on From the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 1.
This was one of those major shifts I experienced in the late 1980s when I first found the Gospel of Peace. Peace be with us. Thank you. Jado from Australia.
Peace be with us all. Dotsky from Switzerland.
Harmonious viewers, your well-wishing notes are much appreciated. The ancient wisdom of the plant-based Essenes can truly guide us to the compassionate and virtuous way of life. May the light of the divine illuminate your sacred journey.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven bless you with loving kindness to all beings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With 18 founding members in 1990 that have grown to a total of 57, the Venice Commission of the Council of Europe celebrates its 20th anniversary of standardizing democracy and providing expert rulings in matters such as constitutional law.
Meeting with defense ministers in Singapore, Russia's Deputy Prime Minister Sergei Ivanov states that his country will never again have a military presence in Afghanistan, as he suggests the provision of more economic and social assistance instead.
The Philippines and Gunglion Kapitan Council and the Army's 1003rd Brigade jointly organize a summer youth peace camp to teach diplomatic leadership skills and encourage community involvement, as well as responsible care for the environment.
To provide relief to tomato growers in Florida, USA, as well as benefit child nutrition, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, is purchasing up to $6 million in fresh tomatoes to use in school programs across the nation.
Iranian editor Sayed Ali Mirafsali finds 205 new quatrains composed by the great 12th century Sufi Persian poet Sanae Ghaznavi that previously have not been published and is adding them to a new volume containing 740 quatrains.
As part of a nearly $9 million donation, China gives 10 mobile clinics and other medical equipment worth $1.46 million to the Sudanese Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs.
The United Arab Emirates and Switzerland agree to remove visa requirements for holders of diplomatic or private passports traveling between the two countries.
Roxy, a pug dog from Miami, Florida, USA, was able to be reunited with her human caregiver after being missing for 2 years, thanks to her microchip and a good Samaritan who found her and brought her to a shelter.
President Ilham Aliyev of Azerbaijan and visiting President Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus meet in Baku, Azerbaijan, to promote their country's collaboration in economy, information technology, and environmental protection.
Over 100 artists and filmmakers participate in the third Dakhla International Film Festival, a four-day celebration with a special tribute to African cinema and Mauritanian filmmaker Abderrahmane Sissako.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.